Hall, Lucinda, Battle Creek, Michigan, June 19, 1861. Dear Sister Lucinda, I have come to the office to get a retired place to write. We are having an addition put to our house, and it is pound, pound, banging and slamming, tearing down and putting up. Hugh would be delighted with the change we have made in our dwelling. We have moved away that little old woodshed and put up in its place a good-sized kitchen, large bedroom, clothes press, buttery, and meal room off of the buttery. Then a little stove room for the stove in summer, and to be used as a woodshed in winter. I wish you could be here now, but you promised to come in September, and you may make all calculations to do so, for we shall not let you off. Lucinda, in order to do my duty in writing and helping James in his writing, I ought to have a girl with me all the time to take the care of the sewing from me. For 5 weeks, Sister Cynthia Carr has been with me, but she must soon leave, and then again I shall have no help. Sometimes I think I will confine myself to my little family and attend to their wants, but if I do, I am sure to lose ground and bring condemnation on myself. I hope that the Lord will raise me up suitable help, if He has a work for me to do. I cannot do my duty to my family and devote myself to the benefit of God's children too. My mind cannot be everlastingly planning and cutting and contriving, and yet be prepared to write for the review and instructor, and answer the numerous letters sent in to me. I want to know my place, and then I will try to fill it. Lucinda, I was thankful for your help when you were with us. I know that it was a great sacrifice for your mother to have you come so far from home. But if you could come and be with me again the coming winter and spring, I should be perfectly suited. I am writing a piece upon hoops now. This piece has required much study and care, for it is a delicate and important matter. I consider the wearing of hoops a sin. It is the abomination of the nations around us, and God forbid we should step 1 inch toward following the abominations of the unbelieving nations around us. How important that we maintain our separate distinction from the world. But it is a fearful fact that we, as a people, are losing our simplicity and the marks of our peculiarity. We cannot honor God while mixed up with the world, following their fashions and customs. Oh, that God would impress upon His church the necessity of unity of action and activity and great care to maintain our elevated, sacred position. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise. He will not refuse or delay to give any counsel or support necessary for our continual advancement when we receive and improve it. It was not the good pleasure of God that the children of Israel should wander so long in the wilderness. God would have brought them directly to the promised land if they had loved to be led by Him. Because they so often and so many times grieved Him in the desert, He swore in His wrath they should not enter into His rest, save those two who wholly followed Him. A greater than Joshua is in the midst of God's people to lead them on to victory, if they will submit to be led. All power in heaven and earth is committed to the captain of our salvation. He has said for our encouragement, "Lo, I am with you alway," and, "Be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Matthew 28, verse 20, John 16, verse 33. Dear friends, the warfare is before us. The work which God gives us to do, He is able to accomplish by us. If we fail of obeying God, the promise of God cannot be fulfilled to us. Oh, let us unitedly seek God and follow in a course of strict obedience. I must close. My children are as well as usual. Father and mother are living with us, and they seem so contented and happy. They take care of their room but eat with us. You don't know what a weight of care is removed from me since I can watch over these two aged children. Mother does just as I wish her to, follows every suggestion I make. I dress her up neat as wax, comb her hair, and she looks like a nice, venerable old lady. Father also tries to please us in every way. We fix him up, and he looks real nice. I would give my love to all your family, especially your parents. Let us hear from you often. Don't sink down in despondency and doubt. Look up, be of good cheer, and God will lead us on to victory. In much love.